After a brief government shutdown, Congress was able to pass a short-term funding bill on Monday. This included a six-year extension for the Children's Health Insurance Program. But funding remains in limbo for community health centers, which serve many CHIP families. Reno Public Radio's On Gray checks in with the head of one Reno-based center to learn more.
Chuck Duart, thank you for talking with us today.
It's a pleasure, Ron.
Last Friday, when the Senate failed to pass the continuing resolution, funding for CHIP remained in limbo because there was a six-year extension for the program attached to the bill. But Congress has now passed a shorter-term funding measure, which includes this extension. Can you describe what's been going on at the state level for the last few days?
For Community Health Alliance, it's a huge plus for our patients because we have over 1,000 children who are covered through the Children's Health Insurance Program, which is known as Nevada Checkup in our state. And so, you know, at the state level, I know there was risks of the state running out of federal funding support for the program if it weren't for this extension. So this is extremely welcome news for a lot of folks, including our patients who are the recipients of CHIP benefits.
And during this funding limbo, how did that impact CHIP recipients in our community?
Some of our patients, you know, the parents were worried, and you know, obviously so. You know, what they're hearing on the news every day really doesn't give them confidence that these programs will be continued. So, you know, even the fact that this was in limbo for such a long period of time, you know, basically since last September, it really works on the trust that a lot of people have in government programs like CHIP and Medicaid. So I think long term, it has a serious detrimental effect on patients and their willingness to seek out these kinds of program benefits. In the short term, I think it's great. I mean, it's wonderful that we have this now, and it's a six-year extension, which means families can plan around continuing to get their health coverage for their kids.
And CHIP was one of those things that more or less received bipartisan support, right? We had both our senators from the state, Senator Heller and Senator Cortez Masto, supporting CHIP and including the governor.
It has bipartisan support, so it would have surprised me a great deal if it wasn't extended in some form through a continuing resolution or some sort of standalone bill.
And Chuck, you're really not quite out of the woods yet. You head up Community Health Alliance, which is a federally qualified health center, or FQHC. Explain what these centers are and what the current funding status is for community health centers.
Community Health Alliance is a federally qualified health center, and as such, we receive some federal grant support to take care of underserved communities. So, for example, we get about $4.3 million from the federal government, specifically intended to provide services to the homeless and the uninsured. And so what we've been facing and have been facing since the end of September is that health center funding hasn't been renewed. So like CHIP, it has not been renewed. It's been extended through a continuing resolution through March. But if it is not extended past that time, we're looking at losing about $3 million in funding. So our grant makes up about 18% of our total budget. And what we're estimating with the loss of that $3 million number is that services for about 5,000 patients would be lost. We'd have to find other resources for them, or they wouldn't be served. We'd have to consider things like shorter hours, program elimination, and possibly some health center closures. These are things our board would have to decide, and I'm really not ready to make those decisions yet. But those things could be in the offing if it's not renewed at the end of March.
Chuck Duart is the CEO of Community Health Alliance, which operates six health centers across the Reno-Sparks area. Thank you for talking with us today.
You're very welcome, Ann.